with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A man is in custody after crashing his car into the White House security perimeter late last night. Correspondent Mike Kempen reports.
The Secret Service says the man crashed into a gate near an entrance to the White House just after 10:30 Tuesday night. He was immediately arrested. Investigators searched his car and found it to be safe. Authorities have not provided any additional information about the crash, the driver's identity, or a possible motive.
The man was taken to a hospital for a mental health evaluation, according to a Secret Service spokesperson. He's expected to be charged with unlawful entry and destruction of government property. When Federal Reserve officials meet next week to discuss interest rates, they'll be lacking some key economic data. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Official employment data hasn't been released since the federal government shutdown began on the 1st of October. It makes for a less than ideal situation for policymakers as they assess economic risks. Wall Street expects the central bank to lower its benchmark interest rate next week, but economists point out that the labor market is a big question mark. The most recent information points to weak job growth. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Vice President J.D. Vance says the Trump administration is committed to the Gaza peace plan, which has its challenges.
We have a very, very tough task ahead of us, which is to disarm Hamas, but rebuild Gaza to make life better for the people in Gaza, but also to ensure that Hamas is no longer a threat to our friends in Israel. That's not easy.
On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down by 334 points, the NASDAQ dropping 213, the S&P 500 declining 35. This is SRN News. America's young women are in spiritual crisis.
According to a new poll from the Barna Group, nearly 40% of females in their teens and 20s identify as atheists, agnostics, or followers of no particular religion. Barna also reports that young adult women are the least likely demographic group in the country to read the Bible, pray, or go to church. These numbers are also a stark reversal of something that poll takers have found axiomatic for centuries, namely that women are more religious than men. Michael Harrington reporting.
Virginia is the last southern state that has not passed a pro-life law since the Supreme Court struck down Roe versus Wade. But abortion could shape Virginia's 2025 gubernatorial election and legislative control in Richmond. Democrat Abigail Spanberger is pro-abortion, while Republican Winsome Earle Sears opposes it. Each candidate accuses each other of being an extremist. SRN News. President Trump wants significant legal reimbursement from the federal government's lawfare against him, saying it's about the principle of the matter.
The New York Times reports the $230 million in damages relates to the 2022 FBI search of Trump's Mar-a-Lago property for classified documents and for the investigation into potential ties between Russia and his 2016 presidential campaign.
All I know is that they would owe me a lot of money.
But the president says he's not after money.
I'll do something nice with it, like give it to charity or give it to the White House while we restore the White House.
And he acknowledges...
It's awfully strange to make a decision where I'm paying myself.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
The Trump administration is preparing for a visit to the United States by Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman next month. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.